This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. My name is Matt Harris, joined on the phone lines now by the Buell Indians head football coach, Rick Wells. Coach Wells, thank you for taking some time with me today.
No problem.
Coach, you're entering your first season as the lead man at Buell High School. Tell me a little bit about fall camp and what the atmosphere has been like.
It's been really exciting with the new culture and new brand of football that we're going to bring here. There's some good traditions here that we've kept, and the kids are excited for a little bit of a change, but we're going to try to do things right. Personally, I think I've enjoyed the kids, and it's been a great start for us.
You mentioned the culture and some of the changes that you're making. What kind of culture shift are you trying to make? What's the predominant theme with that?
I think the biggest thing for me is to bring a positive atmosphere to the program, to make sure that we are having fun as coaches, as players, as a community, and make sure that we understand that this is a game, that we want to be competitive and do everything right, but at the same time, recognize the fact that we should be playing a game and having fun while we do it.
Chatting with Buell Indians head football coach Rick Wells. Coach, let's talk a little bit about who you've got coming back on offense this year. Obviously, your first season there. Who have you got as your impact players for this year?
You know, as far as our skill position players, we have a quarterback that played a little bit last year in Braden Israel. He's a good athlete. He didn't start all the games last year, but he did get some time, so that was that's good for us. JC Juker is a receiver for us. He's a very good possession receiver, and throw the ball his way, he's going to catch it, so that's a really positive thing for us. In the backfield, and he'll also play slot as well. Gentleman by the name of Tegan Tonge. He's a junior. He's one of the faster kids in the 3A level as far as a track kid. I think he was second in the 100 and 200, from what I understand, in track last year, and won the 400 as a sophomore. So him as a junior will help us a lot. We're going to try to get the ball in his hands too. So we have another receiver in Casey Crossland that will also be a good football player for us. And then we have a really steady, solid tight end in Matt DeKreif.
How about on the line? How many players do you return on the line from last year, and how have they gelled so far in camp?
Well, we've got a couple of guys that have experience from last year, Brandon Smalley and Brady Wannenberg. Both of those guys played a lot last year. And we have a guy returning to football for us. His name's Omar Marez. He's been good. Michael Lively is a big, strong junior. And then a kid that is a really good lineman but got a bad injury last year. He's going to play center for us. His name's Ramsey Jarvis. And those five guys will start for us at the offensive line. And they've worked really, really well together. We've shifted a couple of people around, but they understand our system. They've understood it early and have done a really good job with that.
What kind of an offense can the Buell Indians fans expect from this squad this year?
Hopefully one that gets a lot of first downs and scores a lot. It's kind of hard to say. We have a pretty flexible offense. I'm not a system guy, as an example, a wing tee guy. Those are great offenses, and I don't have a problem with them at all, and that's great for those guys. I kind of adjust the offense based on who we have. I think that you'll see about half the time we'll be in a two-back IF formation type offense, and then about the other half of the time we'll be more spread out with single back. So we'll move a little things. I do have some Oregon State influences with some jet sweep and some zone and counter type stuff that we do in Oregon, and you'll see a little bit of that here in Southern Idaho now.
Chatting with Buell Indians head football coach Rick Wells, we talked a little bit about the offensive line and the players you have there. Do any of those players also play on the defensive line, and if so, how have they been working together so far in football camp?
Yeah, actually, most of them do. That's one of the weaknesses that we have as a team, if you were to call it a weakness, is we don't have a tremendous amount of depth. We have more players than we've had out before in a couple of years, but a lot of them are new football players, and they have a large learning curve. Brandon Smalley will be a very good defensive lineman for us. He's very good, and he's very quick. There's a newcomer to us, Morgan Montgomery. He'll also play defensive line. And then, Lively and Marez, they'll also play defensive line. So those guys are quick. They're quick readers. We don't have a big, huge, team, but I think our quickness is good. And then Wannenberg goes and he plays middle linebacker for us, and he's got a nose for the football, so he gets there quickly and tackles really well. So Defensively, we'll want to fly to the football and cause turnovers. We will have trouble with a team that can just flat out run for 4 yards in a cloud of dust consistently. It's going to be tough for us. That's for sure.
The prospects at defensive back and in the secondary for you this year, what do you feel their strengths are this year?
Well, I think that they read routes very quickly, and we're in the right places. Most guys are going to have small windows to throw to. We have good speed in the secondary. And again, more than anything, I think we're reading things quickly from the line and then to the quarterbacks and through the process. And I think we'll shut down windows quickly. And I'm hoping that with that type of style of defense that we do, which is a lot of zone to adjust to man type style, I think that that will help us compete with schools of 3A level that throw a lot.
Visiting with Buell Indians head football coach Rick Wells. Coach, the X factor for this season, the thing that will weigh the most upon your success at Buell High School this year, what is it for you?
I think that the biggest X factor will be health. If we can remain relatively healthy throughout the season, I think we have a strong chance to be a tough out for most teams. I'm not saying that we're going to win everything or lose everything, but I think we'd be a tough game for everybody that played us and be very competitive as long as we have our pieces in place. If we get some key injuries, our depth is going to be a struggle for us, and we'll have some young guys that are going to have to learn real quick and learn real easily. And that will be something that we will struggle with. But if we can stay healthy, I think it'll be a good season for us.
You've got a myriad of games on your schedule this year. Looking at your schedule, what do you feel is the big matchup, or is all the games big matchups for you?
Well, I really focus on the game that we're going to play next, and that's with Canyon Ridge. We have a scrimmage coming up in Payette where we'll get a bit of a look against another team or two, and that's a good thing for us. Canyon Ridge gets to play a game, which is a little bit of a disadvantage for us. That'll be will be their second game, and they'll be our first real game. So Canyon Ridge is who I'm focusing on, and they have a new coach and a new system, and they're a big, much bigger school than us, and so we have to do things right and not make mistakes. If you were to look at league matchups, you know, every league game is important because that determines playoff positioning. I don't know. I mean, I know some of the rivalries that are around and such, but I don't really worry too much about that type of thing. I'll let the kids, you know, worry about that and all that kind of thing. I worry about the next opponent and making sure that we can get the ball back on defense and keep getting first downs on offense.
Coach Wells, what are you most excited about with your team for this season?
I love coaching these kids. They're a great group of young men. They listen. They work real, real hard. We're demanding as a coaching staff. They just want more, you know, and they've reflected our values of what we're trying to teach with Potter's positivity, leadership, bringing energy, being committed to the job, and being competitive. Those are our five covenants. They've done that. They want to do that. And if I can coach kids like that every single year, I'm going to be here a long time.
Coach Wells, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with me today. I certainly appreciate it. Good luck to you and the Buell Indians this season.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
That's Rick Wells, the head football coach of the Buell Indians. We appreciate him joining us here on the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. Don't forget, you can get updated scores, schedules, standings, power rankings, and more for all Buell High School athletics at IdahoSports.com, Idaho's leader in online high school sports information.